Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the results of critical thinking. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Your media today, it seems anti-America, pro-Marxist, and everything else, that's critical thinking. That's the result of critical thinking. That's why they're down on America, they're down on church. No, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, a lot of people are Christians saying, God's got to judge America. God's got to judge America. Well, God doesn't have to do anything we tell him. Okay. But it's quite possible for everything that's going on in this country right now, this country could be judged, but really judgment begins at the house of God. Local churches better get out of their nightclub setups with women half naked dressed and on the platforms shaking everything all around and singing rock and roll music and everything else and strobe lights and all of that. And they think that's going to, they think that's holy. No, if they're honest, they'd admit that's not holy, but it reaches the crowd. So what are you calling them to repentance for? Repentance? Maybe they want them to repent from thinking they need to get saved. Maybe they want them to repent from thinking I'm a sinner. I don't know what they think, but I know that that is not God's way. They're turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. God will judge that, my friend. God judges that. I'd hate to be any preacher that would not stand, even if it meant losing his church, losing his job, or losing his life, that would compromise the word of God, doctrine, and the worship of an all-holy God. And that might be the price in this country. You know, I've lived my 70, and I'm past that now. And so I know that, but I also want you to know that even though I'm past that, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that if God takes me home, and I've had my 70, but even if I hadn't, I'm going home. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to see the physical face of Jesus Christ in his glorified state. What's wrong with heaven? So, if it costs you something, what the world thinks, boy, they really put it on him. They really put it on that person, this person, for the cause of Christ, against Christ. But just understand that they really put it on them made their life a whole lot better and made it worse for them in judgment. On the other hand, the preacher that compromises, oh, I don't want to be him. Look at James chapter 3 and verse 1. They have a greater condemnation. So having looked at that, this critical text that was developed. Now, so many, by the way, that critical text, the Textus Receptus. Textus Receptus, King James. There are 5,400 sets of those, and really more than that now, because they've found a few more in the last few years of those. But when you take that, 5,400, and then the sets of the critical text, 47 sets. He said, we got it at it. We arrived at ours scientifically. Yeah. Did you arrive at the different number of genders scientifically too? And what's so interesting They come out, we finally got an accurate text. And yet every 4 or 5 years, they come out and they change it again. Now, how could it be accurate if they have to change it every 4 or 5 years? Now, the good thing about for them is they would think changing every 4 or 5 years, everybody's got to buy the new text, so they make more money. Certainly, they're going to try to find something else. So I'm just putting that out to you to realize, as you're seeing these things that were laid out for preachers, the great importance that Titus has laid on him of ordaining men and the qualifications being there. The Bible lays out qualifications for pastors. It lays out qualifications for deacons. And shame on the church that leaves those qualifications to have pastors or deacons. Shame on them. And that's evil. That's wrong. Especially when they know the right way. Now, we have looked of godly person, which was verses 1 through 4, and godly preachers. And, of course, that's verses 5 through 9. Now, we're going to go on to something else in verses 10 through 12. And I call this gaudy presentations. So let's just read verses 10 through 12 as we look at gaudy presentations. There it says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake." Now, when you think about that, filthy lucre's sake, doesn't make sense that if it's for filthy lucre's sake, these preachers that compromise today, bring in the contemporary and all that, and do away with standard, it's for filthy lucre's sake. It goes on to say in verse 12, "One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies." Slow bellies. Now, I like that terminology, slow bellies. But that is the testimony they have. They are slow bellies. You say, what in the world, preacher, is a slow belly? Well, I would say a slow belly is going to be seen when we get to verse 12. So I hate to put you on hold like that, but really, we want to go the way that we do this, and that is verse by verse. And so we're not at that verse yet, verse 12. We're at verse 10. So let's go from there as we're at verse 10 at this point. Now, the verse 10 we just looked at here, just read that. But gaudy presentations. What do you mean, preacher? Gaudy presentation, the word gaudy is defined as tastelessly extravagant, bright, or showy. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they who are of the circumcision. Now, this is the second time unruly appears in this first chapter of Titus. using the same Greek word in referring to people who are not subjected or obedient to authority. Verse 6, he said, it referred to a pastor not having children who are accused of riot or unruly. As we pointed out, looking in that day, children up to maybe around age 12 to 14, 12-year-olds got declared a man. Girls married at 12 years old. You read some of the kings in the Old Testament, you'll see that some of them had children already by the time they were 14, 15, 16 years old. That was not unusual in Bible days. Now, this verse is a natural outflow that we're looking at now in verse 10, of verse 9. The standard, the pastor's called to uphold, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now, folks, when I say I'm an independent fundamental Baptist, I say that because we are labeled Baptists in our denomination. Now, I've told people Baptist is not a denomination because we believe in local church autonomy. So we're not really a denomination. I was at a funeral where a man spoke up, and he was just angry. It's his mother that was dead, and the funeral was about her, and so he had an opportunity to have the floor. And he says, I want to tell you people, Jesus was not Baptist. And I want to stand up and say, no, he just authored all the Baptist doctrine, though. He gave it to us. It came from his heart when he ordained the local church, and then he set up doctrine for the local church. That's pretty well what he laid out, of course, layout and everything else. Okay. So I felt like doing it, but I didn't do it at the time just because their family is grieving and it wasn't the time to cause a blowout inside a church building. Okay. So I didn't do it, and he got cut off pretty quickly anyway. But really, when you think about it, well, where does the name Baptist come from?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.